going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
80s music is by far the best music for when you're working out. It's not even close. I was doing curls. I was like, let's hear it for the boy. Tell me you can't lift more. I have no idea who sings that song.
Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL Insider.
All the Bears fans got mad at me. They were only 32nd because I couldn't put them 33rd.
Host of the Ross Tucker Podcast.
Boy, the one thing that's been noticeable about the Bears recently is Justin Fields' uncommon abilities.
Analyst for Westwood One.
Bully ball up front. It's just inside zone to the left. That's as physical of a play as you get.
Ross Tucker with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Yeah, look at this.
That would be Denise Williams for you.
Yeah, never heard of her. I don't care. Song's awesome. Way to go, Denise.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. On the line is Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. Make sure you check out the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, daily NFL podcast, on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. And Ross joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Ross, good morning. How are you, man?
I am fantastic, although usually when you guys play my open. I get all fired up, and I love it. I don't know, today, I kind of felt like that guy sounded annoying.
I don't know. You sounded excited. You sounded very vibrant.
I know, but like a couple of comments, I was sitting there thinking, gosh, I might just turn the radio off. I don't know. I'm kidding. I'll make up for it right now, Chicago. I promise.
Well, you know, I think what's exciting, there's a lot of exciting things going on with the Bears because they got a new head coach and everybody's feeling really good about it. And Ben Johnson is a great interview and a really bright guy, and he's in the honeymoon period. And now you're headed to the draft, and we look at what the Bears have achieved thus far, and they brought in an interior to their offensive line. We're not sure what direction they're going in. There are a lot of rumors floating around there, but they have the 10th pick. They got two picks early in the second round, and we're feeling like they're going to continue to kind of put together a team that Ben Johnson can run. Now, they need help on that defense, too. They could use another pass rush. The whole league could. But we're kind of wondering if they will wind up with a left tackle, if they'll complete perhaps the development of the entire offensive line. They had one decent player in Darnell Wright, the right tackle. They could walk away. They could come into the start of the season with an entirely new offensive line with four new starters.
Yeah, and I would tell you, I always sort of have mixed emotions about that. You definitely want, you know, better players, obviously. That's not like rocket science here, but it's not like a quick fix thing. You know, I mean, I would say the offensive line position, let's put it this way, guys. The longer you're playing next to the guy you're playing next to, the better off you'll be. So I guess whether they take a left tackle or not, I do think that there should be some level of expectations that, you know, they might not be a top 10 offensive line week one, if you catch my drift, right? Like, it's going to take a little bit of time, but that's okay. You know, part of that's on the offensive line coach, and part of that is just the natural process of any of us in life. The more we work with the person next to us, you guys are better together now than you were when you first started, right? First couple of days, you're kind of figuring things out, working with each other. So same thing along the offensive line. But yeah, I think that that's a possibility. I think the thing that's interesting to me is, you know, they're probably going to have their choice of the second best running back, but maybe the best. They're going to have their choice of maybe either one of the top tight ends. And then which offensive tackles are still on the board when they draft. I mean, they're in a very, very interesting position. I guess I would say I do think that they're going to take an offensive player with the first round pick would be my guess. Because it's so deep at D-tackle and at edge rusher that I wouldn't be surprised at all if the Bears double up in the second round, which is probably what I would do, right? So I think the 10th pick overall ends up being a running back, a tight end, maybe a left tackle. And I think both picks in the second round, which, by the way, I forgot they had that until I was checking out this morning. That Bryce Young trade is the gift that keeps on giving. I think that they'll double up on the D line in the second round. I think that's the place to do it.
It would be difficult for them to make a pick at 10 that you think, wow, that was a huge mistake. I guess it's conceivable, but unlikely. So Ross, if you were to advise Ryan Poles and Ben Johnson, who I think is a big part of this draft, what would they want to avoid at number 10? What kinds of things or what kind of thought process do you think is best the Bears avoid when looking at that 10th pick?
Well, normally, David, I would say, you know, drafting for need. And I'll still say that. Like, I understand that Braxton Jones has maybe not progressed to the level they wanted him to. I do think that he will perform better with Joe Tooney next to him. and also that Ben Johnson will do some things that will help out Braxton. I wouldn't want, like, let's say it works out, okay, and both Will Campbell and Armon Membu are both off the board when the Bears are at 10. I sure as heck wouldn't want them to think, okay, well, we still want to get a tackle, and so whoever they think that next guy is, whether it's Kelvin Banks or whoever, I mean, there's a bunch of guys we could talk about there. Man, I would not want them to reach for an offensive tackle in that situation. First of all, I'm not convinced that Kelvin Banks is going to be a great starter in the NFL, and I'm sure as heck not convinced that he'd be better than Braxton Jones would be in a contract year. So I think the board might play out. You know, you guys tell me if I'm wrong, but what I'm thinking right now, and maybe Mason Graham falls to them, we'll see. Like, there could be guys that fall to them, but if it's the tight ends, if Genty's there, if both tackles are gone, I don't see them taking an offensive tackle. I would love the idea. I know that they like Cole Kmet, but man, to have another tight end to go with what they already have, you know, and have Ben Johnson be able to use those guys in those ways would be really, really cool.
Yeah, he used more two tight end sets than anybody in the league last year when he was in Detroit. And I think, you know, as much as he's talked about kind of building the offense around the players that are there and making everyone, making sure that you're trying to make everyone do their best, I think, you know, they're already trying to get Caleb Williams working under center. They're already concentrating on getting some play action stuff going, and that makes a lot of sense. It just does, given the 68 sacks a year ago. If you can't get the line up and running in the correct fashion, play action will help you a ton. And there's a rumor out there. I think it was what's his name from ESPN said yesterday that they're trying to get they're praying that the running back falls to them. They take Genty at 10 if he fell to them. Schefter said that. So, I, you know, we'll see if that happens.
Yeah, I think they would, and I think they should. I don't think that's going to happen. I would not be surprised if the Jaguars took him at 5. I think the Raiders will take him at 6. I don't think that's going to happen. The good news is, it's a very deep draft at running back. So, you know, maybe in that second round, maybe it's one running back and one defensive lineman that they take in the second round. Let's put it this way. Out of the two tight ends, Tyler Warren from Penn State and Colson Loveland from Michigan, with Genty, and then the two offensive tackles that people were talking about with Will Campbell and Armon Membu, one of those guys is going to be there at 10. I mean, they're going to be able to get one of those guys at 10. And, you know, those tight ends are different players. But if you think about it, they had a slot guy in Keenan Allen last year that they thought that was really important. I like Zacchaeus, but he's not an above-average weapon at that spot, right? So with DJ Moore and Adunze, I really think there is room for them to have a second tight end along with Cole, who is a really good receiving threat that they can use those guys in different ways. I mean, I've been watching Tyler Warren since he was in high school, and gosh, if you want to talk about a guy that has Chicago Bear written all over, I mean, he's gonna bring back memories of Ditka. I watched because I live here in central Pennsylvania. I used to do like some Penn State stuff, like some local Penn State radio. So I watched his high school video. It's hilarious. He's quarterback and nobody can tackle him, but then, and he can run around and whatever. But then when they get near like in the red zone, they would move him to receiver and they would just throw him fade balls, and he would just dunk on the top of these poor corners' heads trying to cover him. And then I don't know if you guys know this, but he wore 44 at Penn State because his dad said, I want you to run the ball like this guy.
Yes.
I made him watch John Riggins
yes.
highlights.
That's a
like,
great anecdote. Yes.
Yeah. I love everything about Tyler Warren. And let's put it this way. He would become like an incredible Bears fan favorite very, very quickly. And this is an important thing. Ben Johnson is tremendous, okay, at utilizing a guy's skills the way they're best suited. He would get the ball to Warren on the move so he can get that run after catch stuff and really be a fun player for the Bears.
Oh, you know your audience, Ross Tucker. So, all right, let's zoom out from the Bears for a moment. I want to look at the top five thought process in terms of Travis Hunter. I wanted to get your opinion on this because I think it does affect the rest of the first round. Travis Hunter, obviously you respect his versatility, and he won the Heisman Trophy because of his ability to stay on the field as a cornerback, as a wide receiver. If he were just a wide receiver, would he be a top five pick? If he were just a cornerback, would he be a top five pick? Do you think that he is legitimately a top five pick?
Yeah, so I talked to multiple people about this. One person said he is their number one ranked receiver and he is their number one ranked corner. Someone else told me that they did, and I've asked either, you know, whether it's guys that work for teams or, you know, I had a guy come on my show, the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, and he did something obviously he's never done before. He wrote up scouting reports on two different players, Travis Hunter, the wide receiver, Travis Hunter, the corner. And both of them end up being top five players for him. So out of the top five wow. players in the draft, you know, let's just say he has Abdul Carter. He has Travis Hunter offense, Travis Hunter defense. I will say this, guys. I did a Colorado game last year. He's an absolutely absurd player. For people that don't pay attention that much to college football, he played like 160 snaps a game because in college football, with the way timeouts are and they all go hurry up and up tempo, it is bananas what he did. And it really makes you wonder just how good could he be if he only did one or the other. I don't think this is an easy nut to crack, though. I was telling somebody the other day, what would be better if he's a good corner and good receiver, or if he's elite at one or the other? There's going to be that's a problem. This is a problem that we've never really tried to solve, because I think it's going to be hard for him to be elite at both. So if he's good at, like, I don't know, I mean, this is good sports talk radio topic. Would you rather have a guy that's good or maybe very good at two positions, so you're kind of saving a roster spot, you're kind of saving some money, or would you rather have a guy that's elite at one? Because I think it's probably going to be hard for him to be elite at both.
I'll take the elite guy.
I'd take the elite guy in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I'd have him specialize on one side of the ball, get the most out of that player, and take care of the rest.
But he won't do that. He claims he won't do it.
Not now.
But the other thing
first of all, he doesn't have a choice.
Yeah.
But secondly, the thing that's interesting about that is if you look at, like, contracts, right, elite wide receivers and elite corners, they really, really get paid.
Yeah.
And I would say a decent margin above very good corners and very good receivers. In other words, you can kind of find a very good or good player at those positions. It's hard to find elite, to your point.
What would be the most likely elite position for him? Someone told me that they thought he was a receiver, that he could have like a Jefferson-type impact as a receiver, and he didn't think he could do that as a corner. Well, I was stunned to hear that because I thought he was a corner first. But what's your take?
No, I think the consensus is that he's further along as a receiver, that he's got a better chance to be elite as a receiver.
Wow.
And that's why I think, you know, if the Browns take him at two, which I think they will do, or the Giants somehow got him at three, I think that they would start him at receiver. So the counter to that is you can have a package of plays as a receiver and be able to function at a high level, you have to be in the corner meetings. Like you can't. It's hard to be a part-time corner. You have to be like the communication. It's probably O-line is one, and then secondary is two in terms of communication. To ask him to be a part-time corner without being in those meetings, I think is really asking a lot. The other thing is his technique is not great at corner. He kind of gets by just because he's that athletic and he just pretends he's receiver, right? You know, he kind of like thinks how a receiver would think. But I think most people would tell you that they think he's better and certainly better suited to play early on the offensive side of the ball, which is not as conducive to how he would have to manage the meetings to make sure he's ready to play.
All right, Ross, we've got about a minute left. Who are the Bears taking at 10?
I want him to take Tyler Warren. I kind of think the Jets might take him, though, at 7. I'll say Colston Loveland.
Wow.
I think Loveland will still be there. I'm not sure Warren will. Loveland is a lot like LaPorta. He's a more athletic LaPorta, the guy that, Ben Johnson's had in Detroit the last couple of years. I actually think Warren and Cole Kmet have a bunch of similarities, bigger guys, pretty good blockers, et cetera. Loveland is your more like LaPorta, Travis Kelce. Loveland might be the better complement to Cole Kmet at tight end, if that makes sense. I'll go Colston Loveland.
Oh, that's great. Great stuff, as always, Ross. Really appreciate your time, buddy.
Thanks, Ross.
Of course. Great talking with you guys. See ya.
That was Odyssey NFL Insider Ross Tucker. Make sure to check out the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, daily NFL podcast, on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.